From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. The increasing number of opioid-related deaths is still rising, but more slowly than in the past. The Columbia Missourian reports Missouri saw a 35% spike in opioid-related deaths between 2015 and 2016. From 2016 to 2017, there was still an increase, but just by 4.7%. 951 people died from opioid use in Missouri last year. In 2016, Missouri ranked 18th in opioid-related deaths per 100,000 people. Officials from the Department of Health and Senior Services say the opioid crisis is the number one public health issue facing the state. The area surrounding St. Louis tends to see the highest rates of opioid-related deaths, though between 2013 and 2017, 51 people in Boone County died from opioid overdoses. Some individual cities, such as Columbia and St. Louis, have established a prescription drug monitoring program in response to the climbing number of deaths the state has seen. And a Missouri immigration attorney says she fell and fractured her foot after an immigration agent pushed her while she was taking a 3-year-old boy to join his pregnant mother who was being deported to Honduras. The woman says she had arranged with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to meet in the parking lot of their Kansas City office so the boy could be reunited with his mother. A Netflix crew filming a documentary on immigration was also at the scene. She says the deportation officer then instead forced the boy's father into the facility while he was holding his child. She says she was injured as she tried to enter the building with them. The agency says it takes any allegations against its personnel very seriously and is investigating. State and local representatives from Boone County showed their support for legalizing medical marijuana at a fundraising event held last night. The Columbia Missourian reports the event was hosted by Better Way Missouri, a political action committee that advocates for drug policy and criminal justice reform. Attendees included Republican Representative Sherry Tolson Reich of Hallsville, Boone County Clerk Taylor Burks, and City Councilman Mike Trapp. Trapp introduced a resolution to City Council last year that supported the legalization of medical marijuana. It was tabled in December. Representative Reich co-sponsored a bill in the past legislative session that would allow people with serious medical conditions to use marijuana. The House approved the bill, but then it died in the Senate. Organizers said the event's goal was to gather activists, candidates, the industry, and supporters together. Several police officers cited poor leadership at the city and police department as reasons for low morale. The Columbia, Missourian reports City Manager Mike Mathis conducted a survey in 2016, and the results were released after the city fought a public records request. The head of the Columbia Police Officers Association says it is hard to know if these responses still ring true, as the police department has seen high turnover. The head of the Police Officers Union says it is hard to know if those responses still ring true, as the police department has seen high turnover. The feeling is nothing new for the department. In 2012, an independent review found a lack of communication between officers and their superiors, in addition to a culture, quote, approaching toxicity. Another survey was created in 2016 to check officer morale, and the results revealed the toxic work environment, as quoted by the review. The city then created and conducted a survey in the same year, but had fought against releasing the results until yesterday. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.